A very good morning to you. It is Tuesday, the 31st, the last day of March 2020. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a word and a thought for the day. Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. While praying early this morning for you, I know that many do not have the privilege of even going outside because of the lockdown that is taking place all over the world at the moment. Some are living in a flat. There's not even a garden that they can walk around in. Now, I want to say to you that with me traveling so much overseas, I spent many hours in departure lounges. I spent many hours in the inside of an aeroplane. And I spent many hours in confined spaces. And how do I deal with this? Well, many years ago, I've heard of a small little garden shed at the bottom of the garden in the area of Russia, called a Postinia. That is where the Russian believers go down and have their quiet time every morning. And what I did was I created a Postinia in my mind. Now, let me put your mind at rest. This is not positive thinking. This is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. I want to describe it to you. If you go up into the central part of Africa, up to Zambia, there's a place there where they buried the heart of Dr. David Livingstone underneath a tree, because when he died, they loved him so much and they said his heart will remain in Africa. I've been to that place and there is a tree planted there, a huge tree. And you walk down a little path down towards a flay land, and on that path, there's a big log and you sit down on that log. And you can hear the wind blowing through the reeds and the birds singing in the trees. I can see it so clearly now. And that is where I spend time speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ. And many a time, I will sit there for a half an hour in that departure lounge right next to the departure gate with my ticket in my pocket, waiting to hear the call for my plane to leave. But during that time, I spend absolute pure time with Jesus. He strengthens me. He rejuvenates me. He gives me new focus. And then I go out and I face the world. Ask the Lord to give you a secret place that you can meet with Him. Doesn't matter where you live, whether you're in a barracks, whether you're in a dormitory, whether you're in a one-room flat, and you can spend time in His presence. God bless you, and we'll speak again tomorrow. Goodbye.